This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Unleashed right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your host for today, Keyshan Fowler, sitting in for Levin Miller. Levin, yeah, I think there's a saying, you can take the man out of the military, but you can't take the military of the man. So apparently he is somewhere in the inner city rescuing his favorite kittens. Just joking, but hopefully we can have Levin in next week, tomorrow actually. But we're going to get things started today. We're going to open the phone lines in just a few. But before we get started, we have an interview today talking about men's health. And on the line, we have Mr. Nurse Herbert Sayers from the Ministry of Health. Good morning. Hello. Okay, he's not here as yet. So yes, we have Nurse Herbert Sayers from the Ministry of Health talking about men's health. So you guys, please be sure to tune in. Once again, it's 96.9 FM. Your host for today, Keyshan Fowler. And then after that, we're going to get things started with a few topics. And the lines will be open for you all to call in. The numbers are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, the text line is 422-4797. So in just a few, we're going to get things started with Nurse Herbert Sayers. And a few things I want to talk about today is the former Deputy Prime Minister, Peter Turnquest. We want to talk about the taxi cab drivers. And then also, we want to talk about the vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, all right? So 72 degrees Fahrenheit in the beautiful city of Nassau, partly cloudy skies. If you're driving on the streets, please do drive with extreme caution and care. The life you may save may just be your very own. And remember, folks, remember, you have to not just drive for yourself, but for others. And hey, make sure to wear your mask. And if you're not trying to catch this COVID, please, 6 feet, 6 feet. All right. All right. So now we have Nurse Sayers on the line. Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning.
And how are you doing today?
I'm great. And you?
I am wonderful. Glad to have you here with us. So we're talking about men's health today, and we're talking about male health initiative. So I want to know a little about the male health initiative of the Ministry of Health. Can you let us know about that?
Well, the Male Health Initiative is a component of the Ministry of Health Family Planning and Reproductive Health Program.
Mm-hmm.
The initiative is a program designed to address male health, social, and economic issues, as well as those related to responsible family planning and parenting. Its objectives are to educate male in general and young men, in particular, about their sexual and social responsibilities. Number two, the Male Health Initiative was here to encourage planned families where both parents provide for their children, provide comprehensive male-orientated health services, educate males on the prevention of sexual transmitted infections, promote abstinence as the first choice, especially among younger persons, and to encourage as much as possible the delay of sexual activities. Use mass media to raise men's awareness of reproductive health. Impact all males in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, regardless of their location and status. The initiative is a vital and strong arm of the Maternal and Child Health Family Planning Secretariat. Well, with that said.
Okay, one thing I want to know, you're talking about the Male Health Initiative, right? And I want to know, how long has something like this been in cooperation with the Ministry of Health? Is this something recent? How long have you all been doing this?
This is a program that was started from 2007.
Okay.
But it was actually released to the public in 2011. What happens within the program is we seek to find male mm-hmm. and to redefine their health, because the male has a servitude of not actually caring mm-hmm. for their health or
and with that being said, how has the response been from men in general as of late? Like, have you seen an increase?
Since we've launched, the response has been rather minor.
Okay.
But as of late, we have been having men become more responsible and susceptible to the problems with their health problems. And so definitely what we've done is we've culminated all communities and tried to get as much male as possible to address their health.
Okay.
Because a survey that was done internationally, it spoke about its results came where men are the last to check or to seek health service, but we are always the first to die also. So that's a confrontation right there.
Yes.
So what happens is we are walking around here daily without good health.
Yes. Yes.
And so a little problem or pain was to arise within us.
Just what brush it off.
As we look mm-hmm. for, you know, the home remedies mm-hmm, and the mm-hmm. other little things. But we need to seek doctor's help, because you can't, it's impossible to have good health and not go to the doctor.
Correct. So yes. I want to know, too, the importance, you know, of men's health, you yourself being a man. And, you know, we, like you say, we find so often that men in general are not taking their health serious. You find that men would rather do away with going into the doctor office or the clinic or the hospital if they have an ache or pain or simply not feeling well. So let us know the importance of a man's health.
The importance of a man's health is just as important or more mm-hmm. than that of a baby's health.
Mm.
Because the man being the breadwinner in the home, and he is sick. He hasn't went out and actually seek health advice from a medicine from a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens there is it causes a breakdown in the home, because the head of the home
yes.
is incapacitated or incapable of carrying out his duties to the family.
I need you to say that louder for some of these men who are listening right now. You know, you're the head of the home and you have to take good care of your bodies, guys. You have to take good care of your bodies.
We must, because if the head of the engine in the car is no good, the car can't move.
It causes
a deterioration with the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same way within the family structure. The man who is supposed to be the head, if he is not capable of functioning as the head, it breaks down the family.
Correct. What advice you can give men? Because I think some men hold a sense of pride or a shame if they, you know, they go to the doctor because something is going on with them. What advice you can give them?
The advice I will give to men, although we have this thing of being shy or afraid of mm-hmm. doctors and doing this, we do every other bad thing in the world, but be afraid of a doctor. But my advice to the men is to make a calendar and mm-hmm. assure yourself that at least once out of the calendar year or twice out of the calendar year, you go to the doctor and have a checkup. Check on yourself, because it's a lot of things that is going on with us, within our health, in our body structure, especially the gastrointestinal area, and we seek to always put it aside. So my advice is to encourage men to seek your health programs or, and continue doing it. Partnership with your doctor or the clinics and continue going in. We offer free. We offer free medical checkups.
Free, guys. Free.
At four major polyclinics throughout Nassau. And, you know, it's free. You get medical services. It's something only the biggest part about it is waiting.
Okay.
With about 13 persons, and it's nothing like seeing your doctor. And you can open up as a man and become comfortable with your doctor. Relay all symptoms you're having, little issues or what's not. And it's not hard. I want men to get out of that bubble if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, don't fix it.
You know, so we have to be assured that what we're carrying around today, which is our health, it is in perfect and good condition.
And why not know? Why not know if everything is okay with you? Yes, you may be feeling a little achy up, but that ache could mean something very serious. Or yes, it could mean that nothing is going on. But the only way that you can be certain is if you go to the doctor and you find out what's going on within your bodies.
Yeah.
Nurse says, what I want to know, over the years in your profession, what are some of the common illnesses you see arise in our men?
Common illnesses in men would be like high blood pressure and diabetes. And also we have a lot of chronic diseases within the gastro areas. We have a lot of problems with kidneys and at the actual stomach region where we do a lot of digestions and stuff. And all of your main organs has to collaborate together to making your digestive function properly. So certain things, when we overlook it, we develop things like ulcers, immune cancers, hernias, you name it. And, you know, you're not aware of it because you haven't consulted your doctor. Your physician. So definitely, that's it.
All right. So I want to hear more about these clinics. I know you said there are four locations. Tell me more about them.
Oh, the clinics are South Beach Health Clinic, Flamingo Gardens Clinic, Elizabeth Estate Clinic, and Fleming Street Clinics. Those clinics operate, we operate clinics at each one of those facilities once per month. Within each clinic visit, we have about 14 to 16 patients per time, which would add up to 14 twice, 28, 56 persons received per month on a monthly basis from around the
Is it on a specific day?
Yes, yes, we have specifics on the dates. The dates in
Okay.
They are every first Wednesday of the month. It's South Beach Clinic. Every second Wednesday of every month, it's Fleming Street Clinic. Every second Friday of every month is Elizabeth Estate Clinic. Every last Wednesday of every month is Flamingo Estate Clinic. Flamingo
Gardens. Could you go over that again for me?
That is every first Wednesday of a month. South Beach Clinic. Every second Wednesday of the month, it's Fleming Street Clinic. Every second Friday of the month, it's Elizabeth Estate Clinic. And every last Wednesday of the month, it's Flamingo Gardens Clinic. Okay. All clinical sessions start at 2 p.m. But what we do is we would rather the patient get there before then to have its introductory service, whereas you do weighing, you get your urine tested, and et cetera.
Okay, so how can a man go about getting started? Is appointment based, or they can
It is appointment based.
Okay.
Why it's appointment based? Because we want to limit the number and the waiting time per clinic. It is appointment based, and you can call us at 502-4883-4.
502-4883-4.
That is 502-4883-4 for additional information and to start an appointment.
Okay, perfect. So, and another thing too, I know one of the points you also wanted to speak on was violence prevention. You want to weigh in on that for me, please?
Yes. The Violence Intervention Prevention Program within the Male Health Initiative, it is comprised of a group of persons from various sectors of society, like social service, gender-based, PAHO, WHO, etc. What we do with the violence-based program is we seek to nip the problem which is violence.
Okay.
And we want to eradicate violence from our society. Within our appointment of the violence intervention, we seek out troubled persons, persons that are in disastrous relationships,
mm-hmm.
and persons that will go astray.
Yes,
because we have a lot of young persons today
mm-hmm.
that isn't in line
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with the nation. In fact,
correct.
And they need help because what happens is, from you are young, you are neglected. You were growing up in a rural areas, which is these over the hill areas and stuff like that. So you start to adjust to the norms of the society.
Correct.
And, you know, you become disenchanted with everything else. So what happens is, within our program, we seek these persons and try to steer them into a better course, especially a course that doesn't identify any sort of violence, abuse, criminality, etc.
Okay, so how do you go about seeking these persons, or you would have those within the communities call in, or what? How do you go about sourcing these individuals?
We've entered into an agreement to commence with an open line, a hotline.
Okay,
but in other instances where there are reports
mm-hmm.
of persons being continuously within those confines of bad behavior or, you know, negativity, what we do is we seek them out. We also allow them to call the same numbers, 502-4883-4,
okay, all right,
for consultations and or referrals.
Okay.
We would refer, because most of the times persons that are the suspects in these violence
mm-hmm.
are actually the victims yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You got me?
Interesting.
Within that means you abuse this child from small mm-hmm. from a child.
Yeah.
This child grows up into society, has never seen a cause of anything that you've done being wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they perpetrate the same behavior to somebody else.
Yes, it's just a cycle, a continuous cycle.
It is a cycle, because that was a seed that is already born, that was born into that person, and they had no way of eradicating it or dismissing it. So it grew, and it happens to 8 out of 10 male, especially in the over the hill areas. 8 out of 10 male seek to adapt to the things that goes on in the environment. If it's negative, it's going to be negative. If it's positive, then it's rearranged.
And I like this whole initiative, because, you know, we talk about men's health and we just think about the internal body. We just think about the body, but we have to also look at mental health, because mental health is so important. If you have trouble with it, it is so damaging, and it can it's like a domino effect.
It trickles down mm-hmm. from, because if you're not healthy mentally, definitely you're not going to be healthy physically.
Absolutely.
So because the body reacts with what the brain tells it, and so if your brain is telling you that I'm a little bit crazy or I'm doomed mm-hmm. or what's not, your body takes on that theme to nail physical
yes,
activity.
Yes.
Or being sick or breaking down because it's stressed or it's bombarded with anxieties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Nurse Says. It's been an informative morning with you thus far. And once again, if you want to go over those locations and numbers, feel free to do so at the moment.
Yes. For the Mayo Health Clinics, the locations are South Beach, every Friday, every first Wednesday mm-hmm. of the month, Fleming Street, mm-hmm. every second day of the month, Elizabeth Estate, every second Friday of the month, Flamingo Gardens Clinic, mm-hmm. every last Wednesday of the month. And the numbers you can contact us for referrals and all appointments is 502-4883-04. That is 502-4883-04.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Herbert Says, from the Ministry of Health, talking about Male Health Initiative. It has been a pleasure. You're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Unleash with your host, Keyshawn Fowler. We're going to take a break and be back with much more.
The camera panned up, King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
If you are 65 or older, it is important for you to get immunized. Immunizations are not just for children. As you age, you are more at risk for illnesses like pneumonia. The pneumococcal vaccine protects against certain pneumonias and boosts your immunity. Contact your nearest clinic or healthcare provider for more information. Remember, immunizations are free at all government healthcare facilities. Prevent disease. Immunize, please. This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Good morning. It's 96.9 FM Guardian Radio Unleashed. Keyshawn Fowler filling in for Levin Miller. Levin is out today. And of course, what a way to have a better friend you can call on and say, hey, I need your favor. So Levin, you owe me big time. We're going to open the phone lines in just a few minutes. The numbers are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, the text lines is 422-4796. Now, I had mentioned earlier a few things I wanted to talk about. And one of the things I wanted to mention was the AstraZeneca vaccine. So we've been hearing this vaccine talk for quite some time now, and it's supposed to be rolling out in a few weeks. And I know we've been hearing talks that persons over the age of 65 will be unable to take this vaccine. But hey, you young at heart, we have some good news. You are able to take the vaccine now. And I want to know who, if there's any pullback, if any of you will be interested in taking this vaccine. Of course, it is not mandatory at the moment, and I don't think the government have any plans on making it mandatory. But I just want to know from the general public, your stance. Will you be taking the vaccine once it's rolled out? I know the persons over the age of 18. Now, I want to read this statement from the Office of the Prime Minister. about the AstraZeneca vaccine. And it says, the World Health Organization today recommended the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for use worldwide by all adults, including in people over the age of 65. The National COVID-19 Vaccine Consultative Committee, will continue to follow the guidelines set out by the WHO. Now, the AstraZeneca vaccine will be administered to eligible Bahamians and residents over the age of 18 who choose to take it. Dr. Dale Regis, chairman of the committee, asked, as she stated, as we indicated last week at the press conference, we will continue to be guided by the science. The WHO Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization said on Wednesday, the 10th of February, that the AstraZeneca vaccine can be used by all people over the age of 18. Last week, the government was formally notified that it would receive 100,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine starting the second half of February and into the end of the second quarter of 2021 through the COVAX facility. The government continues to work on all fronts to secure additional COVID-19 vaccine from AstraZeneca and other safe-approved vaccine providers. So I know now in just a few, we're going to have this vaccine rollout. So I think now measures need to be taken place where we look at the effectiveness of this vaccine, and we will now have to take a closer look at our hospitalization rates and analyze that ratio of COVID tests to positive results. And if it is below the threshold, then the Bahamas can feel very confident in the effectiveness of this vaccine. And I think that's what Bahamians would like. They would like a vaccine that they would be confident in, and they'll be interested in taking it. And, you know, we, if you read the news, international news, you'll hear some sort of concerns about it. But so far, the vaccine itself has proven to be fairly okay. Not 100%, but it has some effectiveness. Now, I want to hear from you. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259 and the text line 422-4797. Okay, this is a text line. And morning, any reason why 65-year-olds are not taking? No, 65-year-olds can now take the vaccine. That was just a statement from the Office of the Prime Minister, where they stated that, you know, those that are 65 and older, it is safe for them to take it. Anyone over the age of 18 can now take this vaccine. Now, I know you have places like the UK, they have already rolled out in taking this vaccine. And I am guessing they have some great responses, but let's not forget that there has been some new strains of COVID-19 developments in different parts of the world, like the South Africa, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So I don't think this particular vaccine would suit these new strains, but we will see how that play out in the coming year or so. So we're going to go to the phone line. Hi, you're live. Good morning.
Good day to you, lady.
Hi, how are you?
And of course, the universe. I'm holding, thank God.
Awesome.
What I want to ask you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's in this vaccine in which they want to put into the Bahamian people? What it comprise?
I don't know actually what this vaccine comprise of. I'm not a medical specialist, and I haven't done any research to see what are the specific ingredients that they would have placed in it to make this.
Well,
but it is from the health experts and the WHO, it's seemingly a safe one.
Well, I've understood some people died from it.
The AstraZeneca vaccine?
You heard it?
No, I haven't heard of any death reported with the AstraZeneca vaccine?
Well, I don't know which one.
Okay.
I don't recall which one, but I've heard of several people that died from it. But what I want to say is this, right? I think you should get some medical professional on in order for them to tell us what's in this vaccine, because I don't think it's right to just jam things down people's throat because they are a medical physician or whatever, or scientist or whatever. The thing is, some people put themselves in their care, and they had died. So they made a lot of mistakes. And I'm speaking from experience also.
Okay.
So have them, have some people to come on.
Yeah, I think one of the government's initiatives would be forums, probably to introduce and talk more about the vaccine. So I think
we will see that in the coming weeks. Nobody should be promoting that on ignorance because some people would just take it, line, sink, and hook. You know, not line, sink, and hook. You know, and it's not right. We have the prerogative to know what's going in our system. We should have. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. I got a text. Good morning. I'm over 60 and I'll take the vaccine only after high authorities like the Prime Minister and all other members of Parliament take it first. And I know that was one of the things persons were saying, when this vaccine, the talks about it was coming into play, and it was said that persons over 65 won't be able to take it. And it was like, well, the Prime Minister should not be wanting to introduce a vaccine that he cannot take. But now, being over 65, you can take the vaccine. So we will see if our nation leader and leaders will take on that initiative and taking the vaccine. It is deemed safe so far, but it's always imperative. You know, we can hear, we're going to go to lines. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead. Good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm okay. Your male nurse already left for the morning, eh?
Yes. He made a statement
saying that men are afraid to go to the doctor. He just painted this brush of men.
I'm a man, right? Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It isn't about fear of going to the doctor, you know.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's simply that we as men, we don't simply trust the doctor.
Why?
We don't trust the doctor because, I mean, hold on, man. When you go into space or a doctor's office, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're telling the doctor what's going on with you, right? It's like if you explain it like properly and then you could basically diagnose what's going on with yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they have this attitude of being offended as if the person who is sitting in the chair looking for at least some attendance or to be seen by a doctor, they have this attitude like, well, yes, Marty, you are the doctor. They told me it before. You know, but I mean, it's like men are not afraid of doctors. Men are simply, I personally, I don't trust no doctor. In fact, let me show you something. With that COVID vaccine and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you how bad it is in life, right? Talking about taking a vaccine. You know what? Me as a person, right? I don't even know why people fool their cock. We think about taking, pushing needle up in me what I don't know about. And the doctors, they have a tendency of feeling like once it's in their protocol, well, you know, you have to do what they say because you're in their care. But it's nonsense, man. We give up our rights.
But that should not be an excuse as a man to say, you know, you go to the doctor. It's just like if you are an architect.
Yeah.
And someone comes to you for a drawing and they're telling you, oh, no, do it this way or do it that way. Who is the architect? You or that person?
Architect. Yeah, it's the
All
architect.
Right, so you, I get what you're saying. You go to the doctor, you explain what's going on. But then that doctor went to school and that doctor studied and is in a better position to tell you, hey, yes, you may think this is going on with you, but this is actually what is going on with you here.
And
these are the steps that you need to take to rectify that problem. Same as a mechanic. You can say to the mechanic, I think my engine freaking out, but it ain't engine. It could be a transmission. So it's just like you telling them how to do their job.
Their job.
So you should not use that as an excuse. And I don't want guys listening to say to agree because
you're a lady.
But we need you men, us women.
Yeah, you're a lady, right? You're a lady, right?
Very much so.
Ladies love to go to the doctor.
Because
you know why?
That's the thing. Tell me why you think that women like to go to the doctor.
Women love going to the doctor because they trust the doctor. They feel as if once they go to the doctor, the doctor basically gives them eternal life.
When men go to a doctor,
it's like we don't trust doctors.
Okay, then. You don't trust doctors.
No. If you ask most men, they don't trust. Let me show you how bad it is. In closing, right?
Thank you.
Let me show you how bad it is. I had aunts. Two nurse, who were honored by the queen, okay? Two of them, okay? And they already died, right? Long time ago, right? And you know what? And they've been doing that and midwifery and all that, and I'm talking about to the best, right? And you know what the deal is?
Mm-hmm.
When they got sick, right? You know what care they look for? They look for the bush care and all the other care, and they will not go to the doctor. Even though one of my aunts, she just loved it. When it's a grown-up child, every week she had party with a grown or surgery, you know, she having party.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But you know what, at the end, but coming out of it, she understands what it's all about. The allopathic medicine, the doctors were trained a certain way, and they go by their dogma. You know what, and they put that upon you. And if you're a person who are unconscious, you let that be upon you. And you know what? Men who take the allopathic medicine, right, they're sorry right now because they can't, you know. But what I'm saying is, right, in this life, we must look to try to find this organic food and this good food thing. Right now, they're looking about pushing this vaccine and us, but they ain't looking to change this bad food they got wrong and making everyone sick.
Okay.
Most of the people around us aren't obese. Especially the women, they walk in the store and think they done big and fat and can barely walk and still walk in the floor and get more food.
All right.
Hold on. Please. Honestly.
This is your final point. Let me hear you out. Let's go.
If our government is serious, right, instead of trying to push that big needle, right, how about get rid of all this old genetically modified food and things that make us sick so that we can just eat healthy food, be healthy.
How about this? How about you get into backyard farming?
Let's
push that initiative and get more persons out there to be able to feed themselves. All right. Thank you. Next on the line. Hi. Good morning. You're live.
Good morning, Ms. Paul. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
In regards to the vaccine, what I think would need to be done is a very comprehensive educational campaign, which includes forums to spread the misinformation, disinformation out there when it comes to. So not only vaccines in general, but this specific vaccine. And I also think our leaders should lead by example and be the first ones to take it.
Okay.
And especially the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health, right? That's the only way you can show individuals that have doubts that this vaccine is safe to take. When it becomes available for my age group, since I'm in the 17 to the 35 age group, I'll take it. I see no issue with that at all. That's maybe because I am a biologist. So.
All right. Thank you so much for your call and comment. All right. So the text line, I have a text just came in. The AstraZeneca vaccine is being given out in millions of doses in 50 countries. It's safe and effective against and most variants. It provides protection versus severe disease in the South African variant. Trials done by Oxford University London. I will take it. COVID is no joke. So that was someone from the text line. Also, someone said, is that one that Bill Gates is pushing? I will take any other vaccine when I go to the U.S. because I don't trust our government at all. Interesting. 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. Keyshan sitting in the big chair for Levin Miller. It's Unleashed right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And also, I want to weigh in. We have about 7 minutes before the show ends. The former Deputy Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Peter Turnquest, has made it known that he will not be putting his hat in the race for the next election. I know we've been hearing some talks that, you know, the Prime Minister was not going to give him the nomination, but I don't think it's nothing surprising. I mean, just recently, because of his name being brought up in a court case that is ongoing and having to be losing his role as the deputy prime minister and minister responsible of finance. I don't think that coming in the next election, God knows when it will be, that it would have been wise for him to run again, seeing that this case is still ongoing. Because if that's the case, then we might as well let's still keep him as the deputy prime minister, still keep him as the minister responsible for finance. All right, so if you have a comment as it relates to that, feel free to call in. And then also the taxi cab drivers, they are still at it. They're still weighing their concerns and some of their complaints, the issuance of taxi plates, their relationship with the road traffic controller, and the SD and taxi plates being the same color. Now, I don't know whose idea it was in the beginning to make those plates the same color, but hey, they want some change. And that's fine, all right? I watched an interview about 2 days or a day ago with Minister Dion Folks, and he weighed in a bit on it, and they were making some sort of steps in considering changing the color, and they were more so leaning toward changing the color of the self-drive plates, and they were trying to figure out the process, I guess the cost, of analyzing the cost of this. Now, I don't think changing the self-drive plates color would be a better move than opposed to changing the color, because you would have more self-drive plates out there than a taxi. So let's look at the pros and cons here. Now, if it's going to cost you more to change the color on the SD plates, why not just change the color of the taxi cab plates? There are less taxi cab plates out there, much more cost effective and easy fix. They're the ones who want the plates color change. So just do it. White, something, I don't know. But hopefully our taxi cab drivers can get some sort of resolve, because I know it's been a very rough, almost year for them, especially considering all the lockdown, a big damp on tourism, and because they cater more to our tourists. And maybe, I don't know, if there's some sort of initiative where you could, I don't know, do a little Uber something. I don't know if that is in the making, a little idea, if it isn't. All right, so we could tap into that industry and even regularize it. All right, so you can call up if you have a few concerns or comments as it relates to that. Let's go to the text line. Good morning, Ms. Fowler. I think the former DPM withdrawing his application for nomination showcases the mild and respectable mannerism of the DPM that we've become accustomed to. It's a man, an adult move, unlike the stance the House Speaker took. I wish him the best in all of his endeavors. The next text, every commercial pushing pharmaceutical suggests you ask your doctor about it, yet we are not allowed to ask questions about this COVID-19 vaccine. Who says so? Next, governments around the world say to follow the science, but they're not following audiences with natural medicine. They follow the Rockefeller model, which threw natural medicine out of the colleges. By the way, South Africa is putting the brakes on the Oxford vaccine. The next text, every time I've come home and get a taxi at the airport to Central Nassau, the taxi drivers complain and get all pissed off that I'm not going to a hotel. Sometimes they refuse to take me. Now, yes, I had a conversation with someone just today who said the same thing. Like, they wanted a taxi cab to take them somewhere in the east, and it was a huge problem that the taxi drivers are only willing to cater to our tourists. So maybe if you're a taxi cab driver and you tuned in, let's see how we can tap into this. I mean, sometimes a the person don't want to drive. I mean, it would be very good. They don't want to drive, or they don't want to catch the bus, because, you know, you want to still social distance. You want to still have that space. You want to have that privacy or what have you. And why not rely on our taxi cab drivers? So, hey, but yes, that in itself is overwhelming. And I hopefully soon that they can get some sort of resolve in this, because it's been going on rather too long. But yeah, it's been a fun yet exciting show today. And I'm privileged to be in your company and filling in for Levin Miller. My name is Keyshan Fowler, your host for today. And let's say a prayer for Levin as he's out there being heroic and just saving our kittens of the Bahamas. It's Guardian Radio 96.9. Have a great one.
Formed against, yes, glorious.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.